Welcome to the Careers for Kids podcast, where kids learn careers. This is Maxwell Valencia.
And this is Henry Morrison.
And today, we have Deb, a recruiting manager from... Hello, Ms. Lundstrom. Thank you for spending your time to be on Careers for Kids. We have a great interview. Now let's get started.
Oh, thank you for having me, guys. I'm really excited.
Yes, too. We're also really excited.
Yeah. Thank you for being on here.
Yeah. And tell us what you currently do right now.
Sure. So I'm the Vice President of Sales and Business Management for a company in Norwalk, Connecticut. It's Excel Partners. We've been in business for over 29 years. And we place people on a direct hire and temporary basis. And that means we can help find people jobs.
Ooh, that's really, really cool. Yeah. I like that you help find people find jobs.
Yeah, especially in today's society and, you know, like economy, everybody's like getting like dropped or let off their jobs. Yeah. And yeah, it's like harder to find.
Yes, it's a pretty tough market out there. And I think sometimes, you know, when people are looking for jobs and they're feeling a little frustrated, they come to us and we can help them get to work, meaning if you normally apply for a job at a company, you go into an applicant tracking system where you apply and your resume gets lost in all the other resumes. And so when you work with a recruiter at my firm or any firm, it's their job to make that introduction to the client. They interview you, they send you over to the client, and then they open the door for you and you take it from there. And then we help people work on a temporary basis too as well, where you get to try working in different companies in different positions for a couple weeks, a couple months, and maybe it turns out to be a permanent role.
So that definitely gives them a lot of choice and like a lot of headroom to figure out what they want to do.
Yeah, I really love
1,000%. You're totally right. Yeah.
So tell us a bit more and how you got to this position.
Sure. So I've been in the staffing industry for about 25 years. I came to this firm. So this is a great, perfect example. During COVID, I lost my job. And, you know, I've helped people all my life and was, you know, always coaching people to know your value and worth. Don't worry about your age. You know, and I found myself in the market where I'm over 50. I have no college degree. And I was a woman and I was nervous about finding a job. And these are things that you guys probably wouldn't even think about. But, you know, it took me a while. I chose the best company I could. And I interviewed with Excel Partners and I had one interview, which was the typical phone screen. And then I got to go in person and interview with three people. So it was a panel of three people and I was there for a couple hours. And here I am 3 years later.
Ooh, that's really nice. It seems like you have an interesting job.
I do. You know, it is. I love it. And the reason it's so interesting is that you get to talk to clients, and they're clients from all industries. And our clients are people that look to us to find people to work in their company. And then we have candidates where you meet candidates from all walks of life. It could be a customer service person, all the way up to a CEO of a company that we place within an organization. So it's pretty good. I feel like every time we go in a new company, I learn something new in a different industry. And every time we meet a new candidate, you know, we're always going the extra mile to make sure we go to do all the great next steps for them.
I like that.
Yeah.
And what part of your job do you enjoy the most?
Sorry, we told you we was going to laugh.
Yeah. And dislike the most. What do you enjoy and dislike the most?
You know, what I love most about my job is that I make matches and build relationships. I think that I really, really love that. And the reason I love it is because I've always worked in industries where I'm working with folks and helping people. What do I dislike about my job? There really isn't anything. I guess if there's one, sometimes I work long hours, but that also, it's a give and play where sometimes if I work long hours, maybe I leave a little early on during the week. But, you know, it's that adage, and I'm sure your parents tell you, it's work hard, play hard. You put in what you get out.
Yeah.
Right?
Like that.
Yeah.
So was this a dream job you imagined yourself doing when you were a kid?
Oh, my gosh. I thought I was going to be a kindergarten teacher. or an emergency room nurse or a pediatric nurse. That's all. That's what I thought I was going to do as a kid. Mm-hmm. That was my dream job.
That's really cool. And when you were young, who were also like your main idols? Doesn't have to be like a recruiter or kindergarten.
Doesn't have to be for this job. Just who were your idols when you were a kid?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I think as a kid, I didn't have a lot of opportunity to kind of pick idols. But if I would pick someone in the music industry, you might laugh a little bit, but it was Elvis. I loved the way he sang and I loved the way he danced in his younger years. And I think that's because my dad loved his music. So I have wonderful memories of his music and albums my dad used to have. So maybe he was, you know, Elvis was my idol because the way he could sing and dance. And I also probably liked him because my dad loved him too.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Is he still like one of your idols?
Well, he's not with us any longer, but I certainly, you know, when you do hear a touch of his music or you hear something about his family, there's some memories that kind of, you know, come to the surface when you think about, but you know, I still think he was a good idol back then.
I'm sorry again.
Yeah, that. Maxwell's just on a rampage today. Okay, why did you pick this job? Like, what made you be a recruiter? I mean, I know you wanted to like help people find jobs, especially in today, but I mean, you've been doing it for 25 years, so what made you do this?
Still a great question. You know, when my first job, I was out working when I was 19 years old. It was in the retail industry. So I worked in the jewelry industry. So same thing, right? I work with people that come in looking for jewelry. I watch them get engaged. I watch them get married and they come back in again for gifts for their kids. And so when I was looking to work an outside sales job, I wanted to work 9 to 5. And I interviewed with this staffing firm in Stamford, Connecticut. And I loved what they had to say. And I was really excited to be on the client side and the candidate side. And I've always been, you know, in sales. And I took an opportunity in the staffing industry. And I don't think I ever looked back. I made a lot of money when I was younger, you know, and it was fun to help people find jobs. So it was pretty exciting. That's why I went into the staffing industry.
Wow, that's cool. Out of your big career, like 25 years and more, what was the biggest highlight?
Out of my career? Biggest highlight was starting my own staffing firm in my early 40s. And it was at a time where there were so many things going on. I had one young daughter, you know, is going through some challenges in my life. And I thought, all right, if I'm ever going to do this, I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to do it. And I did it out of my house. And I wish, you know, that I had the knowledge and the forethought to think of, all right, when I do this, I need to make sure I have this type of capital. When I do this, I need to make sure I do this. And I did really well with some of the clients I worked with. And then I moved out of my home office and opened an executive suite where you had two small offices, hired another person. But the biggest challenging part was the finance part, that I didn't know that back end of things. And so I was doing it for another 2-3 years. And then I sold my business, which was totally fine. But I loved that opportunity. I think that was a highlight of my life, that I actually was able to start something on my own and make something of it. And I took a risk. And I'm really glad that I did it, because it just showed me what I was capable of.
That's really cool.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Inspiring, just like you start a business out of your home, and it's just kind of awesome.
Yeah.
So what are the biggest challenges that you think can be solved by our generation that you would want to solve for you?
Oh my goodness. I think that some of the things I see, so my daughter's 21, and we have, you know, a younger generation starting in our firm now. And one of the biggest challenges, I think, is that what we see is everyone wants things so quickly. And it's not like they don't want to work for it, but they expect things really fast. And technology-wise, maybe they like to take shortcuts. They don't remember how to write a thoughtful email to a client. Things are a little shorter and you need faster rewards. Mm-hmm. And I think that lends from technology, phones, iPads, how quick you guys get things versus working for them. And I don't mean you guys, but just in general, that's what we're seeing versus what we see in the past generations. You know, and it solved it for us. You know, I don't know if it can be solved. And I think it comes from, you know, I think it comes from the parents. I think it comes from you, the individual, where you think about the things that you're doing. And technology can be great because look at where you and I are today. I'm amazed that you guys have your own podcast. But in the same thought, I think that the insight of taking a step back and taking things a little slower and not expecting the quick rewards, that's what I'd love to see change.
Like that.
That was long-winded, though. Sorry.
If someone wants to follow in your footsteps as like a recruiter and helping people get jobs, what would you tell him or her?
Always be your natural self. Always help others and always give back. And all of those, I've always been taught, if you're always doing the right thing and you're helping other people, and it's not always about money and it's all not always about what you get out of it, the rewards will come to you, and they come twofold, whether it's, you know, the company that you work for, that they appreciate who you are, the culture that you work in, the family life that you get, the work balance, life balance that you get, it's helping others. And I think that's key. So that's the advice I would give you.
Yeah.
Well, what is your main life advice for kids listening to this podcast? I know we just went over that, but like life advice, like make it even more deep.
What is my what? Main?
Main life advice.
Oh, life advice for kids listening to this podcast. Oh, jeez.
You can think about this. Take as long as
And I am. You know, there's a couple things. I think that, you know, listening to the advice of your parents, right? I think sometimes we struggle as parents when we're telling you, like, I went through that too. And sometimes... And I only say this because, my daughter's 21. She's graduating from Loyola this year. And she had a couple interviews. And she came back to me. She said, Mom, she's like, and it's funny. She's going, following my footsteps. She's going in the staffing industry. She goes, I have to tell you how much I appreciate you. All those years you tried to give me advice. And I listened, but I also listened to, like, my friends instead of what advice my parents were giving me. It's helped me get the job that I've gotten today. And it's because of the values that you taught me. It's because you've worked hard all your life full time, and so has dad. And so I would say, you know, the biggest advice would be, you know, listen to your parents. Obviously, make up your own mind sometimes too. Take some risks and make decisions, but confide in others and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What are your thoughts? And, you know, everyone is always there to support you. So I would say take some risks and get out of your comfort zone and build on that, and, you know, listen to your parents and listen to your friends if they're giving you good advice too.
Yeah. So Maxwell's got something to say to you.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Deb, for allowing us to interview you. This was so fun. And I'm sure more kids will be inspired by this interview.
Well, thank you. And I've been pretty inspired and honored that you guys had me on your podcast. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sorry about Maxwell's laughing. He's just kind of like hyper.
That's all right. I love it. I love it. That'll bode well as you grow up and you start your future endeavors. I think you've already started already. This is an awesome podcast. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so to whoever's listening, thanks for listening to the Careers for Kids podcast. We hope you enjoyed the episode, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye. Bye.